Some of the Christian teacher's needs. To the teacher is committed a most important work, a work upon which he should not enter without careful and thorough preparation. He should feel the sacredness of his calling and give himself to it with zeal and devotion. The more of true knowledge a teacher has, the better will be his work. The schoolroom is no place for surface work. No teacher who is satisfied with superficial knowledge will attain a high degree of efficiency. But it is not enough that the teacher possess natural ability and intellectual culture. These are indispensable, but without a spiritual fitness for the work he is not prepared to engage in it. He should see in every pupil the handiwork of God, a candidate for immortal honors. He should seek so to educate, train, and discipline the youth that each may reach the high standard of excellence to which God calls him. The purpose of education is to glorify God, to enable men and women to answer the prayer, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven." God invites teachers to be his helping hand in carrying out this purpose. He asks them to bring into their work the principles of heaven, the ABC of true education. The teacher who has not yet learned these principles should begin now to study them. And as he learns, he will develop a fitness to teach others.